Today's podcast is brought to you by the new Jay and Jack shirts available at shopsalmonate.com. Go to shopsalmonate.com and look for the Jay and Jack section, last podcast with Jay and Jack section, to find your new Jay and Jack Season 6 t-shirts. From Raleigh, North Carolina, it's The Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack, a podcast dedicated to the show Lost on ABC. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Hello and welcome to The Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack. My name is Jay.
And I am Richard.
Really?
Hey, I'm throwing people off.
And welcome to
the other ones would have been way too obvious.
I guess.
Way too obvious.
Welcome to the Wednesday edition of The Lost Podcast. How are you doing, Jack?
Doing pretty good. I was going to go with Isabella, but I said, nah, I'm not really an Isabella.
You're not pretty enough for an Isabella.
No, I'm not.
And plus, looks like Penelope Cruz.
Plus, I'm alive.
So. Or are you?
Oh, maybe.
We're still here. We're still alive after the 30-hour podcast for Autism Speaks. Do you know the total, the most recent total?
I heard we're over 26,000.
Over 26,000 after the auctions ended.
And there's still time to bid.
Yes, there's...
Not bid, obviously, make your donations.
And you can find those links on jayandjack.com to the Autism Speaks page. I think we're keeping donations through Friday?
To the end of the week, I believe.
To the end of the week.
Also, you can send your checks to Jay and Jack, P.O. Box 40082, Raleigh, North Carolina, 27629. Please make your checks payable to Autism Speaks. It's for a great cause, guys. And let's just see if we can get to that 30,000 plateau.
Exactly. And just, you know, we're going to do a more extensive thank you on Thursday. Show.
We want to make sure we have everybody.
Yes. But you know what? This weekend, each year it gets better, bigger, and more fun.
And people don't know, thank you. It wasn't us.
It's
everybody else.
It's everybody that contributes.
Keeps us going. Everyone that came, everyone that joined us on the calls, and everyone that donated the stuff, the merchandise for the auction. And everyone that was there, everyone that was in the chat room, everyone was doing the jimmies.
The jimmies are pretty funny.
The jimmies are funny.
Big thanks also to Damon Lindelof for taking time out of writing the final episode of Lost to come on our show, which was just, that's really humbling. I mean, that's just crazy.
Yeah,
and it shows you the testament for how great these people are on this show.
And someone got kind of snotty with an email saying you guys were off asking softball questions. I wasn't going to sit there for 30 minutes asking questions he wasn't going to answer.
And he said, I asked him a question.
Will we find out the name of Menlock or whatever? He goes, I'm sorry, I can't answer. The last 8 weeks, we're not going to answer any questions like that.
And
I said, cool.
But you know what? He was very open, though, a lot about other things and talking about the show and talking about the process of creating it and you know, a lot of stuff, and it was really good. In that interview, we will have at the end of Friday's episode.
Right, so there you go, Friday's episode.
So that is that. If you missed it, that's where it will be. And it was just a blast. Had a great time. Raised a lot of money for a great cause, and we're very happy. A little tired, but we're very happy.
You haven't cut up my sleep yet, but I'm getting there. Luckily, we have Jorge at the end, and he's good at just. Holding us up.
Yes, he is.
I was getting a little punchy there at the end. When you had to leave for a second, I'm like going, okay, I can do this. I don't know where I'm at.
All right, so Jack, we had an amazing episode to get into.
The tickets for the...
That's right. Do you want to get into this?
Okay, the tickets are not going to be sold.
No.
We've decided. Global Cash Card has decided, since it's taken so long, and there's been so many problems with it, that they're going to foot the bill.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
There is going to be no charge for the tickets.
But that's
the tickets
amazing.
Are not going to be available until Friday, March 26th at 10 a.m. Pacific time. It's at Ticketmaster under Lost Finale Party.
Mm-hmm.
The password is, in lowercase.
One word,
The Island.
The Island.
It's four tickets per person.
Max four tickets per person.
What we're asking, and you can choose any, it's first come, first serve, so you can, you know, go on Ticketmaster and choose the location where you want to sit.
So you can pick your seat, but it's first come, first serve. First so if you want a certain serve. Area, get there at 10 a.m. Pacific to get the ticket.
Right. What we're asking is, if you don't need four tickets, don't take four tickets. Try and save some for it because there's a lot of people that want to come.
Exactly.
And Lost fans are the best. Mm-hmm. Said that over and over again on the 30-hour podcast. So if you don't need four tickets, please kind of hold off and just take, you know, if you just need two, take two. If you need three, take three. If one, you know, you're all going to be, it's going to be one giant family there.
Exactly.
We're all there to have fun. But again,
and we want to try and get as many people there as possible. So if you don't need four, please don't over. The reason why we're keeping it four is for that specific reason. We don't want to go over that amount.
Right.
Or just have, you know, someone take a bunch of seats, but then not show up, and then people can't get in because these people are holding seats.
Yeah. We're not going to have a link to the please don't send us emails or Twitter messages showing us the link. We're telling you right now where to go.
Mm-hmm. And that's for legal reasons. We can't. Yeah. This is one of the things.
And also don't call the Orpheum.
Mm-hmm.
Because they have no information on it. They just know they're hosting the event.
Yes.
And that's it. It's mm-hmm. Ticketmaster, call Ticketmaster, and Lost Finale Party. And the password is the island.
Under
lowercase.
Lowercase, one word. And they will go up 10 a.m. Pacific time on Ticketmaster.com.
That's 1 o'clock on the East Coast.
East Coast.
12 Central.
And if you're anywhere else in the world, we're not that good at math, so
you gotta have to figure that one out.
So it's very exciting, and once again, Global Cash Card's an amazing sponsor. They're footing the bill, so this is free to anyone to come because we they understand it's kind of taking a little bit longer than we wanted to, but they also understand that people that don't live in the area have to fly, and you know there's a lot of costs that already go into that, and hopefully we're hoping to have a lot of goodies there as well to purchase. With maybe the extra money that you didn't spend on the ticket. So, you know, like a hug from Jay.
I don't think anyone wants that.
No?
No. But like I said, it wasn't anybody's fault. The reason the tickets got pushed back, it was just kind of some legal stuff.
Hey, this is one of those
ABC,
things.
And it's been a nightmare.
Uh-huh.
But hopefully the party will be worth it in the end.
And it will be. For what's being planned for this thing, it's going to be incredible. And it's going to be a great time.
I may even show up.
All right, so Jack, we have a lot to get into. We had an amazing, awesome episode. So what do you say we get into it?
I say we do it.
All right, here we go. All right, we had a new episode today, Ab Eterno, a Richard Alpert-centric episode. How long have you been waiting for this episode, Jack?
Since we asked him the question on Sunset on the Beach.
Longer than that. I mean, we've been waiting for this episode. The second we found out that Richard was a bit more than
once Nestor Carbonell said, yeah, I'm going to have a backstory. I went, what episode? Maybe the ninth one. I was like, oh, can't wait.
Yeah, but I mean, this is one of those episodes that people have been waiting for, and probably even more excited for than the Rousseau backstory.
Well, the Rousseau one was kind of weak.
Well, it was kind of quick.
It was kind of quick. It's like, hey, we got to wrap this up, and we're done.
Yeah, but this one, it did not disappoint. What a great episode.
I say my favorite one of the year.
Oh, definitely.
I love those kind of stories.
Yes.
And the mystery and the character development, and I can't wait to watch it again.
Well, yeah, exactly. I mean, they took their time, is what I love about this episode. It wasn't, they spent just the whole time telling his story and how he got to where he is, but also to develop the Man in Black versus Jacob relationship. And it was just a great episode. And
good versus evil.
Yep. And it starts out with Jacob and Alana kind of continuing the scene that we saw from last season.
Yeah, number one, do we know how she ended up in the hospital?
No, we don't.
Was it part of her training?
Possibly.
Was it some mission she was on for Jacob and something happened to her?
Could be.
Will we ever find out?
I think so. I think this is a fresh one, and I think they'll answer it.
And if I'm in a hospital, let's get some bleach for those walls. Those walls were hurting.
But Jacob tells Alana that there's six people to protect and that they are the remaining candidates.
Right.
From that, we go to the campfire with the Jacobians.
Is that what you're calling them?
We'll call them that for the time being. Alana tells that they are, and Sun kind of tells them that they're candidates to replace Jacob.
They don't seem too excited, do they?
No. And that's when it goes back to Jacob and Alana, and that's when Jacob says that Ricardus will tell him what to do once they get to the temple.
He knows what to do.
So then Alana's like, well, yeah, he knows what to do. And well, Richard isn't into a chipper mood.
No, he's still a little bitter. Yeah. I thought he'd be a little more excited because, you know, the last time we saw him, Jack, and, you know, he had a dynamite and he didn't blow up because Jack's one of the candidates. And
well, I think once you find his backstory, you see why he's still a little skeptical.
I understand, but at that point, I'm like going, geez, what a downer.
Yeah. So he says, you know where you are? You know what's with you? You're dead.
You want to know the secret? I'm going, yes, keep going. Yeah. I go, if they do one of those things, you want to know the secret, and they go to another, I'm gonna quit.
And this is hell. I'm gonna go find a new person to follow.
You know, if that's hell, I might be all for it. I mean, look at my.
Well, if that's hell, what's heaven? You know.
I mean, come on. Look, you're on the beach. It's cool. It's well, you got that a lot of things.
Smoke monster. You got a lot of things.
You know, that's true. There's always some. It's always gotta be some party pooper.
We got a commercial break. We come back. Alana wants to go after Richard. But Jack's like, no, wait, stay here with us, guys, come on. But then Jack sees Hurley talking in Spanish to someone.
Uh-huh.
And Jack goes, you know, he assumes it's Jacob, but then Hurley says, no, it's not Jacob.
Yeah, none of your business, dude.
So then it kind of goes, then Ben starts to talk to Son about Richard and saying that he doesn't age. And that's when they show go to Richard trekking through the jungle, and that's when we start his backstory.
Right.
With a rather dashing Ricardus in the Canary Islands in 1867.
Right.
Is going to his wife's aid. Her name is Isabel, and she is sick.
She doesn't look good. She's coughing up blood.
Yes. She gives him her cross and, you know, says to take it to the doctor and tells
him. Well, he says, no. Not the cross.
Tells him to close his eyes and says that she will always be with him. So he goes to the doctor to get the medicine.
I got a little
theory. Or bring the doctor to her.
I got a little theory here.
Okay.
That doctor is part of the Shepherd family tree.
Huh. That'd be cool.
He's kind of a jerk. So I'm thinking, well, wasn't he a jerk?
He was. He was very
I'm
much
saying
so.
that's a shepherd.
Yeah. But he says he won't go out there in the rain. It's half a day's journey. But he says he has the medicine that will save her.
Well, he throws the necklace on the ground.
Well, no, I mean, he says it's going to cost a lot of money. So then Richard gives all his money. And then once he says he offers the necklace and he throws it down saying it's not worth it.
He says it's worthless.
And, that's when, you know, he kind of freaks out and, you know, tries to get the medicine from him and accidentally kills him.
Yeah. It was just an accident.
Yeah. He gets the medicine, runs back to Isabel, but she is dead upon his arrival.
Right. And right away, the police
are there to get him. And in jail, the father sees him for confession.
And this guy.
Not a very good father.
No.
But he says, you know, he asks for forgiveness for what he did. He killed somebody. It was an accident. And the father says he's going to hell.
Says, nope, can't help you.
Maybe a lot of time of penance.
Well, he says not enough time.
But there's not enough time because you're going to the hangman's noose tomorrow. But he was reading, I think it was St. Luke 4:27, but we have a call about this in the feedback, so I'll leave that discussion for that. But I do find it funny that, you know, the two, well, at least in these instances, Catholic characters, Mr. Echo and Ricardus, the crosses are just crosses, but in Catholicism, usually wear a crucifix, which has Jesus on the cross.
Right.
So it's interesting that they use those type of crosses. So I don't know whatever significance that is, but
we'll find out later.
It's interesting.
Maybe we won't.
We'll go much break. We'll come back to the prison, and Ricardus is taken, and I think he thinks he's going to...
I think he's done. He thinks he's done. He's got been blindfolded.
Yep. But no, he is shown to Officer Whitfield. Is that correct?
Whitfield. Yes, it is.
And, you know... wants to know if he speaks English and can work well, and he can do both. And he says that now Magnus Hanso owns you, and hope you don't get seasick.
Magnus Hanso.
So we know Magnus Hanso was, you know, I think captain of the Black Rock.
We didn't see him.
No, but it's finally answered. Richard was on the Black Rock,
and I think people that have been saying he's a prisoner or he was a slave, you're both right.
Exactly.
He was a prisoner
and
a slave. So he was, yeah. So if you had that, you win.
And they're in a storm, and the person, the slave sitting next to Richard, looks in and sees the four-toed statue and says, it's the devil.
The devil,
We're going to hell.
We're going to hell.
And then a huge tidal wave
right.
surges over the statue, And the ship presumably crashes into it and goes inland into the island. So now we know how the Black Rock got there.
Now, a lot of people are saying that the Black Rock was made out of wood.
Exactly.
And wouldn't be able to destroy the statue, but could it have been the wall of water?
I mean, with the force of a gigantic wave like that, that probably did most of the work, not the ship.
Right.
But
that's what we're going with.
Exactly. So that was the end of the four-toed statue. I wonder if where was Jacob? Was he chilling in the bottom of that statue when the gigantic tidal wave consumed it?
Well, he knew they were coming.
Uh-huh. Because he brought them there.
He brought them there. The good guy brought them there.
Mm-hmm.
To hell.
Well, it's not hell. And we find that out later.
Okay.
But the next morning, Whitfield, people are shouting and the slaves are still in the bottom. Whitfield comes down and he starts to kill the slaves. Out of fear that if they do let him go, there's not enough supplies and you will come back to kill me.
Right.
I mean, then he's ready to kill Ricardus, the smoke monster, kills all the officers. And it was a really cool scene. Because the second he was standing under the grates or whatever, the ventilated area, I was like, oh, man, it's going to be so cool. And the column of smoke goes through it and kills Whitfield. And that's when the smoke monster goes and scans Ricardus. Then
he was taking plenty of shots.
Yes. Now we go to commercial break. We come back.
It was cool with his eye.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was very cool. He goes, can we go back? And he's in the ship, and he's trying to wiggle loose a nail.
It was a... You had to feel really bad for Richard there.
Yeah.
He was struggling. He couldn't catch a break. It starts to rain. He's just shy of the water.
Maybe, you know, it's part of his penance for killing somebody.
That could be it.
He tries to hack out of the shadows. Shackles, I'm sorry. And he tries to hack out of the shadows. And then he wakes up one morning and sees a boar eating the other dead people, which is always fun to see. he then
Where was John Locke when he needed it?
Exactly, right? Then he scares out the boar, but it knocks away his nail that he...
Just outside his reach.
Just outside his reach. And he falls asleep. The next time he wakes up, Isabel comes to him.
Or was it Isabel?
That's a very good question.
He's been scanned.
But tries to free him. But then the smoke monster comes.
Well, he says, no, you must run.
Yeah.
He runs right up
run right into the smoke monster. But here's the thing, though. I mean, we know the smoke monster appears as dead people, but we never seen them at the same time. It seemed like the two were separated, but in the same area at the same time.
Yes.
Because we heard the noises and whatnot of the smoke monster, but Isabel was there as well. So how do you explain that?
Don't have an idea. Don't have an answer for you right now, sir.
Oh, God.
Well, do you have an answer?
Theory.
Well, I'm telling you that wasn't Isabel.
So then Ricardus Isabella. Thinks that Isabel is taken by the smoke monster. So then later on in the night, Man in Black comes in and says that he is in hell.
He gives him a cup of water.
It gives him a cup of water. And says
pretty nice of the Men in Black.
He found the keys, and he will free him if he helps Man in Black to leave this island, to be free.
Right. He wants out. He's checking out.
And once
he said he's been here for a very long time.
Mm-hmm. And he gets him out and says, glad to see you out of those chains, which is a direct reference to the earlier one where Man in Lock says the same thing.
Yep.
So he says that they need to kill the devil.
Yes, the devil.
I think we know who he thinks the devil is, or is saying to Ricardus who the devil is.
Yeah, his inner self.
We then go back to Man in Black and Ricardus eating a boar, which looked rather tasty.
It did. I was kind of hungry.
And tells him the same story that Dogen told Saeed to kill Man in Black.
It looks like the same knife.
It says, yes, it looks like exactly like the same dagger. And tells Ricardus that he is the smoke. Man in Black is the smoke. And Ricardus, you know, wants to know where Isabel is and tells,
if you want to see her, see her alive again,
you gotta kill, Jacob.
Yeah. But don't let him speak. And he's pretty, if he gets
convincing.
Stalky, he's going to convince you not to do it.
Exactly. He tells him that his ship knocked down the statue and, he goes to the destroyed statue and it's kind of cool to see it kind of in ruins.
Right.
You see the head sticking out of the water.
Look a little like Planet of the Apes.
Yeah, I was going to say that. It was very much.
I'm sorry. Spoiler alert.
I think it's over 30 years, so I think you're all right. You're within the...
it's almost 40 years.
Is it 40 years? Was that 69?
69, I believe it came out.
Yeah. So it goes to destroy a statue, and Ricardius tries to go into the Fort Dode statue, but Jacob takes him out. Jacob's a pretty good fighter. It's the first time you really see him.
Jacob's not being...
He's defending himself.
I guess, if you have to.
I mean, I know you're just trying to play into your crappy theory that you support.
I'm just saying, but he seems like a nice guy to me. Guy's just walking around with a dagger, and he just assumes he's out there to kill him. Or maybe because he sent him out there to kill him. He knew he was coming.
All right.
Por Ricardos.
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 You all right over there?
Yes.
He tells him they need to talk. We go to a commercial break. We come back. Jacob tells him that his job is to keep evil from leaving the island. He does this very effectively by sharing a glass of wine. And he says, you know, this island is the cork to hold the evil from escaping and infiltrating the rest of the world.
So is that how the island sunk? The cork was released?
It's very possible.
Is that what people are saying on the boards or anything like that?
Yes.
That was my first thought, was the...
Yeah.
We have calls like that?
Yes, we do.
All right, then, never mind.
But he says, so he's trying to prevent... I liked it when Richard said, you know, this is hell, and... He says something like that, you know, evil. He kind of gives a bunch of different explanations.
We forgot
for the same
to
thing.
Mention that Men in Black said he has my body. Talking about the devil.
Took his body.
Took his body.
Mm-hmm. Well, took his humanity from him.
Yeah.
So I still, that doesn't make him the same
I
person.
I said he has my body. That's what I put down.
I know that's what you put down because like I said, you're a lot like, you know, the way you're saying that Jacob and Man in Black are. You just create this fantasy world where it works in your favor.
Uh-huh. release the cork, my friend, and you'll see what's in front of you.
Much like a lot of politicians I know, they create their own little worlds where...
Hey, people fall for it.
But Jacob brings... he said he brought, you know, their ship to the island. He brings people to the island to prove that you're kind of too evil or Man in Black.
He wants to...
That men are good.
Right.
And Man in Black believes that they're always corruptible. And he said everyone that he's brought before them has died.
Right. They're all history.
Yeah.
And we have seen in the past, that in the past episodes, that a lot of people do die on this island.
And Richard says, you know, why can't you talk to him? Why can't you say something? Because he surely will. And that's when Jacob says, if you want a job.
Well, he said he can't step in. He goes, why don't you stop them from...
Because he believes that he shouldn't have to.
He goes, hey. Well, I just bring the people here. It's not my job to make sure they're safe.
He has a good point. He says, I shouldn't have to baby them the whole entire way. The point is to prove
that
humans, left to their own devices, can be good.
But if they weren't brought there by him, they wouldn't have to do that.
But I understand that.
That's what I'm saying. People keep saying he's a good guy. Okay, good guy?
It's not so much he's a good guy. It's just that he is on the side of good.
Well, he's on the side of good, but he's using people to prove a point.
Exactly.
So to me, we can go around and around on this. That's not a good guy. He's a good guy as far as his beliefs, but he crosses the line when he doesn't give people a choice to come to that island. That's been my argument the whole time.
Well, I bet
most people
is,
don't
though,
choose to come to that
the
island.
The thing is, though, is Jacob a man? Because if he's a god or deity or something like that, I mean, he doesn't play by the same rules.
I guess.
So that's just how that goes.
I'm not a god, so I have to play by the rules that are in front of me.
Jack, next time if somebody asks you if you're a god, you say yes.
I'll do that.
Richard says, you know, like, what do you want? And Jacob says, what do you want? And Richard says he wants his wife back. He says, no, I can't do that.
Can't do that. Nope. Sorry.
He says he wants to be forgiven for his sins. He says, no, I can't do that either.
Can't do that.
prevent him from going to hell.
Right.
And he then says, well, then I never want to die.
Yeah.
He says, well, immortality. I can do that.
You say immortality?
I think he never wants to die, but he gave him immortality. Gave him a good, solid touch. It was more like a hand grab.
You get to the part, we skip the part where he says dunking him underwater.
Oh, yeah. I was saying, proving that he was alive.
Yeah. I was like, can you imagine that scene, how many times they had to shoot that?
So Jacob wants Richard to be his representative. He takes the job.
There's no one on the island.
For the people to come to the island.
They're all dead.
He takes a job and goes back to Men in Black.
Well, that was his job to make sure that they survive, right? He was supposed to tell Men in Black that not to kill them, right? Or trying to convince the people. He was supposed to...
No, he was supposed to be Jacob's representative in that, you know, just trying to show the side that Jacob's on and, right. and to have people, you know, not...
Well, when Ben says, we're the good guys, mm-hmm. that's what Richard has told him, that they're the good guys.
Yeah.
No matter what bad things they do, they still say they're the good guys.
Yeah. So
are they carrying out Jacob's wishes?
Yes, through Richard.
No, but I'm saying when the Ben and the others were
We doing don't know. We don't know for sure. We don't know yet. Because we don't know if Jacob actually said that or maybe Man in Black confused and infiltrated them. We don't know.
I guess we'll find out later.
I guess we will. So then he takes a job, goes back to Man in Black, and Man in Black right away knows that he didn't do it. He didn't kill him.
You know how he knows?
How?
Because he was there.
But Man in Black keeps the offer on the table, and Man in Black gives Richard Isabel's cross.
And he says, you can change your mind anytime.
Exactly.
I mean, anytime.
So then he buries the cross under that cool stone bench. I wanted those in my backyard.
I thought they were waiting for a bus.
We come back, and we're back in present time. And Richard goes back to the beach and digs up the cross. And then Hurley shows up.
He wasn't the beach.
Up.
He went back to the bench.
Well, I'm sorry, the bench. I'm sorry. Digs up the cross, and Hurley shows up, and
he kind of pushed him. He kind of pushed Hurley.
Yeah,
Richard did.
But Hurley is there because he is talking to Isabel,
right?
And Isabel wants to know why he buried the cross.
Yeah,
he doesn't believe him at first, but then he convinces him. And
Hurley's one of those guys that he never lies.
Yeah.
So why would he lie then?
But Hurley communicates for Isabel. Very much like in Ghost when Whoopi Goldberg communicates for Patrick Swayze's character.
What was the song?
It was the
It was the Isley Brothers, right? Or the Rich? Nah, I don't. Never mind. Darling, forget I said that.
Okay, I won't say anymore. But
your touch.
But they had a really cool scene, like where they. I guess maybe he actually heard her because they were talking to each other.
Right.
It was a very nice.
She kind of touched his cheek.
Well, she did the thing where, you know, close your eyes, you know, and always
close your eyes.
It was a very touching and heart wrenching scene. And after she's gone, Hurley says Joe said one other thing to say is that you can't let Man in Black leave the island.
Right. And then we see a great shot of Terry O'Quinn.
Yes. It was very a la season one and Tabula Rasa at the end where it kind of turns around.
Right. It was cool. It was a very cool shot.
It was very cool. And then it goes back to the past, and I'm sorry, I also forgot that Jacob gave Richard a white rock to give to Man in Black.
Which is funny.
Which is part of that, you know, little inside joke between
the
two of them.
And he kind
of
smiled.
And
he kind of gave the rock to himself.
So Man in Black is sitting on a log, and Jacob comes up to him, and, you know, I like it when Man in Black says, don't gloat, Jacob, it doesn't become you.
Yeah.
And
then Jacob turns to him, I don't know your name. Who are you? Why do you keep following me around on this island?
Yeah. So then basically, you know, he says, I can't ever let you leave. And then that's when Maverick says, you know, that's why I need to kill you. So I can't leave. He says, well, I'll just be replaced by another. And he said, I'll kill them too. I'll kill whoever I need to kill to leave.
Yeah, he just wants off that island.
Which kind of backs up them saying he's just going to kill everybody to leave. So it makes a sense.
But
why
I don't understand why he just doesn't kill everybody. Turn into Smokey and kill everybody and get off the island.
Maybe he must need them for some reason that we don't know yet.
I guess.
I mean,
someone that takes the island, control the island. He's waiting for the one candidate.
Well, they can't see. But the thing is, though, is Jacob proved that nobody can be, or in this episode proved that nobody can be taking control of the island because if that happens, Man in Black can't leave.
Well, I'm saying
he can't leave, which is what he wants to do.
Maybe he needs the right person to say, you can go now.
No, I think whenever there's a protector,
then
that's
kill
the cork.
Everybody. Then kill everybody.
But we don't know why yet. So that also proves that he wasn't, I think anyway, that he wasn't giving Ben the chance to be the leader.
No way. He was setting him up to die.
Exactly. I don't think he wants anybody to take over because there's anybody there, he can't leave. Like Jacob said, if there's anybody, once I'm gone, somebody else will take over and you still can't leave.
The proof was he either wanted him to kill Alana, Ben, or Ben got killed, or Ben went over to the Hydra station.
And then he'd kill him then, or, you know,
or Winmore would kill him because he wasn't there.
Yeah. Yeah.
He said, we'd meet you there. Well, he's not there.
But and then he gives him a glass of wine that he used to explain to Richard what the island was. And funny enough,
Man in Black doesn't know how to open up wine.
Well, he does the thing, you know, showing how the wine can't escape the cork.
Right.
The evil can't escape the cork. And then he shatters that perfectly good glass of
very
wine.
Very nice.
Bottle
scene.
Of wine.
Nice scene.
It was, yeah, it was great imagery and close to loss and just an awesome episode. I mean,
what about Nestor Carbonell being in the running for an Emmy?
Definitely.
I said, oh my God.
It was just a beautiful episode.
Because he's really never had a chance to I mean, he's had great scenes.
Yes.
He carried the show today.
He was on it for, you know, the whole entire episode.
But he proved he can carry the show. Yeah. He was outstanding.
He was outstanding, and it was just, it was so emotional. It was great. I mean, to me, that was probably the best love story we've seen on the show since Penny and Desmond. That's why I put this one on caliber with The Constant.
Yep.
And it was just a really good episode. It lived up to the expectations, and trust me, I mean, I think this lived up to a lot of people's expectations, and in Lost, that's really hard to do when people have been waiting for this episode since season 3.
I think that people are going to be I don't know what the next episode is. I don't even know what it's about. I'm telling you right now, people are going to probably be disappointed because this one was so good.
Or, you know, maybe it's just going to start picking up steam because there's a lot of answers in this episode for people that even complain that we're still not getting enough answers. I don't know if you can complain about this one.
No, and people, you know, we keep saying relax. And how can you say relax? Because what's happening is you guys are stressing out so much, you're going to ruin your Lost experience. Mm-hmm. You guys are setting yourself up to hate the last episode. Just let it go with the flow. If you don't like it, you don't like it. But
yeah,
I don't see how you couldn't like today's episode.
It was a great episode. All right, Jack, are you ready to see what everybody else thought about this episode?
No, I'm good.
Okay, just want to leave right now?
Yeah, I'm good. We're see you later.
All right. Here we go. Listener feedback.
Listener feedback.
All right, it's listener feedback time. Got a lot of great
Take
calls.
Two.
And et cetera.
Jay didn't want any nasty emails.
To get into, Jack, not emails. That's next episode. You tweets to get into.
You tweet. I thought we did.
You tweet backs to get into.
You do the calls first?
You're doing calls first. I'm saying I said calls and you tweet backs.
Oh, I'm sorry. I wasn't listening.
As usual. All right, but Jack, what do you say we get into the calls first?
Nope, I'm good.
All right, here we go.
Hey, Jay and Jack, this is Nathan from Texas. Just got done watching the episode, and it was pretty awesome. I just had two observations. I noticed the Black Rock took out the statue, which means that when the guys were flashing back through time and they saw the statue, that means they were somewhere before 1867. Which I thought was interesting. And the second thing I noticed was when Ricardo first met Jacob, I thought Jacob was speaking pretty modern English to be back in 1867. Anyway, those are my two observations I thought worth considering. Anyway, love the show. Thanks, guys.
Jay and Jack, this is Chip from L.A. Just saw the East Coast feed. Going to watch it again West Coast. But I love the episode Smoke Monster going all colonial on those shipmates' asses. But I was curious, why didn't the Man in Black leave more people alive? Because then he can manipulate them just as easily as he could Richard, you'd think, to kill Jacob. But anyway, great episode, lots of crazy stuff, including Jacob revealing the island is a cork, which is a lot to think about. The other thing is, will Jacob heal John Locke's man boobs? Let's hope we'll find out next week. Bye-bye.
Jay and Jack, this is KT from Minneapolis, Minnesota. Hey, this one's going out to all the Bible nerds. Luke 14 is a Bible reference that was made on tonight's show. Totally cool episode with Richard and all that stuff. He has Isabella's cross from around her neck, and his Bible in jail is open to Luke 14, which contains a passage in verse 27 that says, if anyone wants to be my disciple, they need to take up their cross and follow me. And anyone who does not love me, Jesus speaking, more than father, mother, wife, brother, sister, children, is not worthy of me. And so I just think that there is a significance possibly with Richard carrying that cross, bearing it and unburying it, uncovering it with the passage in his Bible, Luke 14, 27. I don't know if it was open to that verse or not, but totally cool that possibly he had to pick up that cross and follow the words of Jacob and not give up faith and hope that Jacob's leading him in the right direction. So totally cool episode, and I hope you get this message. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, thank you for those calls.
All right, so what do you think?
I think that's pretty cool. I always like when they have the religious, you know, the Bible verses and stuff like that. They had that with the 23rd Psalm and that the Lord is my shepherd. I thought that was, you know, all that kind of stuff is really neat. I like how that ties into the show.
Well, is he now following Jacob again?
I think so, because I think he wants to follow what Isabella wishes. And, you know, I think he realizes now that, you know, Jacob is still on the right side.
Or is it really Isabella? And Hurley is just seeing something that he thinks is Isabella.
Well, we'll get into that. There's a call, too, and we'll discuss that then.
All right, then I'll forget. Chip, the smoke monster, why didn't he leave more people alive?
I guess they weren't worth keeping.
You think that's what it was?
Well, he killed all the colonial, like the whatever, and I think all the slaves were killed by that point. So,
or Jacob is smoky, and he knew who he wanted to keep alive.
It's possible.
Just throwing it out there.
It's possible.
Just because how would he? He didn't scan him till after.
But I think it mainly comes down to, I think Smokey, the only people he leaves alive when he comes to them are people he thinks. It's actually a theory. People he thinks that he can turn to kill Jacob.
I think at that point he could have. He left the guy. How long was Richard in there?
Well, here's the thing, though. I mean, like, because I think he probably had a reason for that, to try and make him feel desperate. Maybe have visions of seeing his fallen wife. But because, I mean, if you remember it, the people that the smoke monster encountered and left alive, John Locke,
mm-hmm.
who he used to kill Jacob.
But Jacob also knew John Locke off the island.
Okay.
So he knew he could be used.
But anyways,
I'm just saying, Jacob knew John Locke's backstory.
So, but also, he encountered Echo and let him live until, I think, Man in Black made his final proposition in the form of Yemi, his final proposition to Echo. And once he realized that Echo was not going to follow anybody, he killed him.
Well, he thought he thought Echo would go his way.
Precisely. I mean, and that's my point. I think that it proves that the only people Smokey leaves alive, he's not, I don't think he's so much Jacob's hound dog that he sends off to kill whoever he wants to kill. I think the only people that Man in Black encounters that he lets live is people that he thinks will.
But how did he know that Richard would be that one before he killed everyone else? Well, Whitfield killed the other one.
Well, I mean, we don't know the relationship between Jacob and Man in Black, and we don't know what kind of information they share.
Right.
We also don't know how Ben could summon the smoke monster to kill those mercenaries.
Not yet.
That's another element that we don't know yet.
Right.
But all in all, it's very interesting. Hopefully we find out more about that soon.
And then we had Nathan, the Black Rock, the Flashes, the people who, when they it was a Sawyer and all those guys flashed, they saw the statue. The whole statue.
Exactly. So that puts it in a time before 1867.
1867, right. And then he said Richard was speaking perfect modern English.
No, I think he was talking about Jacob in the past.
I meant Jacob. I'm sorry. I wrote down Jacob and said Richard.
He was speaking pretty modern English.
Well, he's a modern guy.
Which is interesting in that either he time traveled, because, I mean, that's not modern British English. That's modern American English.
Right, exactly.
It was like a pretty flat American accent as well. So it's interesting. Was Jacob taken from the future and put into the past? Or is he been around so long and he can time travel? So, and he just develops this flat American accent.
Right, and maybe the island, we know the island moves.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe he's been...
Yeah, we don't know. But I also like Jorge Garcia's crackpot theory.
That was a great crackpot theory.
Yeah, he goes through the looking glass, the mirrors in the lighthouse, because the lighthouse shows images of these locations.
And that's how he
And that's how he gets off the island. Which would be supernatural, but cool. I like
that. That was Jorge's crackpot theory on the 30-hour podcast.
Yes.
I had to give it a thumbs up.
All right, Jack, you ready for the next set of calls?
Yes.
All right, here we go.
Hey, Jay and Jack, this is Mike from Wichita, Kansas, and this is a fantastic episode. I absolutely loved it. It's probably one of my favorite ever, and words cannot describe this episode. Man, wow. Yeah, it was just fantastic. And... I'd also like to say, never mind, this is crap.
Hey, Jay and Jack. Just finished watching tonight's episode and starting to rewatch it. And biggest question for me from the night is what we saw of Richard's past. Is it a flashback or a flash sideways? Because that could really change things.
Hey, Jay and Jack. This is Dan from Phoenixville, Pennsylvania. Just wanted to say what a wonderful episode. Couldn't pronounce the episode. Ab something. Abby normal. I don't know. But wonderful episode. Fantastic ending. I thought the Black Rock landed in like 16-something, but other than that, I thought this was a really good episode. Can't wait to see what happens next.
All right, thank you for those calls.
Yeah, I agree with Dan and Mike. If you didn't find this episode amazing or just a really good episode, I'm not even saying you have to say it's a great episode. If you didn't think this was one of the true to form, one of the good episodes of Lost,
yeah,
you need to stop watching. Seriously, I mean, I didn't see anything wrong with it.
Yeah, it was a very good episode.
I'm going to watch it again. Mm-hmm. Like I said, halfway through, I can't wait to watch it again.
Yeah.
It was one of those episodes where I can just sit back and watch it, enjoy it, not have to take notes and you know, find the little things we don't see the first time.
For the most part, I think I took notes just pure. Usually I try and jot down little things, so then I go back in the commercial breaks, but I just sat back and
well, the last 20 minutes, I stopped taking notes. I just watched it for what it was.
Yeah.
Like I said, can't say enough about Nestor Carbonell. He did outstanding performance tonight.
Mm-hmm. Carbonell.
What did I say?
Carbonell.
I'm sorry, Carbonell. Apologize. My close personal friend, Nestor. I apologize,
seriously.
Nestor. I'll buy you a drink, Nestor. But no, it was just a great, great, great episode. I really enjoyed it a lot. And then we had John Doe. Biggest question, was it Richard's a flash forward or a flash sideways? Or a flashback, I mean.
Flashback.
I say it has to be flashback.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't know what to... Well,
it's tough to say.
It's tough to say. I mean, I didn't think about that until I heard the call. I was like, well,
yeah.
Why throw that curveball in here, John Doe? Why do that? I was enjoying the episode for what it was, and now you're messing me up. Jeez. Well, now we got that to deal with.
Yeah.
I'm going to say it's a flashback.
I am too.
Because we were always told we're going to get his backstory.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm saying flashback. That's what I'm sticking with.
Okay.
And I apologize again, Nestor.
All right, Jack, you ready for the last set of calls?
Yes.
All right, here we go.
Hey, Jay and Jack. This is Jason from Cincinnati. Just calling to say that I just really was blown away by tonight's episode. I'd been waiting for years for Richard, and it did not disappoint in my eyes. I guess we can now officially say Jack's theory is wrong, your Fight Club theory. Can we just... please put it to rest. But no, I appreciate all you guys do. Keep up the good work, and I can't wait to listen tomorrow. You definitely make my work days go faster. And have a good one. Talk to you guys later. Bye.
Hey, Jay and Jack. This is Arlie and Vicky from Pittsburgh. Okay, so here's what we're thinking. The last scene where Hurley is talking to Richard and saying that he sees his wife, we don't think that he was actually seeing Isabella, that he was actually seeing Jacob, but because Richard doesn't trust Jacob anymore, he was working through Hurley to get his message through to Richard, because obviously Hurley can see Jacob, but the only way to do that was to pretend that he was looking at Isabella, or talking to Isabella. Anyway, so that's kind of what we're thinking, and want to hear your thoughts. That's all. Love you guys. Bye.
Hey, Jay and Jack, this is Erica from Maryland, and I was thinking through this whole evil getting out thing, and in this other universe, it must have been the evil got out at some point, and their lives started over again, but then I guess Ben wouldn't have gone to the island, but I know that the island being at the bottom of the ocean probably means that the smoke monster got to kill Jacob, and then got off the island, so there's no longer an island, and the evil got out. But I don't really know how that affects them in this alternate or future universe. Thanks a lot.
All right, thank you for those calls.
So did the evil get out?
No, well, he obviously hasn't yet because he's still trying to find... He's still planning, hatching a plan to get off the island.
All right, here's my point.
Okay.
Why does he have to prove to this guy that that people can change? Why? Just say, you know what? I'm tired of it.
Maybe.
Just go.
Maybe that
just,
would.
Just leave.
Because he can't
let him
leave.
You're giving me a headache. Leave.
But that's the point. Is
you broke my favorite bottle of wine.
That's not Jacob's job. Jacob's job is to keep him there. Because if he lets him out, evil will spread. Evil is on that island. Hell is on that island.
Evil is everywhere.
Whatever you want to say is on that island.
I watch 24-hour news. Evil is everywhere.
People,
it's already spread.
Well, but the fact of the matter is do you want a bunch of zombie-like people like Saeed going around killing people or just, you know, floating around through life?
No, I don't want
that. All human beings have free choice and do evil things.
I get what you're saying.
But it's probably nowhere near.
Why isn't he just, can't he kill him? Can he kill evil?
No, he has to contain
because
him
there. Because
he
can't kill himself.
Well, okay, but then explain this. This is where I think this theory that you support loses its
basis.
Hold on
a second. I got to go to Jason here. 1 second. That's my head hitting the wall.
Okay.
It's not my theory.
Okay, but anyways.
I'm just kidding, Jason.
But it's like any politician. You're carrying it on your back, which makes it your theory.
I am I'm pushing the bill through.
Yes. But
whether people want it or not.
But the fact of the matter is that Jacob and Man in Black. I mean, even I could even give you that sitting together, they're them by themselves. Mm-hmm. It could be they're the same person. Exactly, it could be the same person. But here's the thing, though.
And he spoiled Fight Club, not me.
Here's the thing: is he said even if you kill me, someone else will replace me.
Mm-hmm.
So then, how do you explain that? No matter who comes in to be this person, Man in Black will be kept on that island.
Because that's what he's. I don't know what the conversation they're having with. There's a lot of things. I'll say there's a lot of things on this show. Can you explain?
I think there's a lot now we can explain. Because we have an explanation what the island is.
How is Ben able to release the smoke monster?
I'm sorry?
How is Ben able to release a Smokey? How was he able to let him go?
We don't know that.
Well, we don't know.
But that's...
Well, hold on. You can't explain it.
Okay.
I'm just saying, are there things on this show to this with 8 episodes left? Are there things that
has nothing to do with your...
Well, you're asking me different questions. There's some certain things I can't explain.
Well, that's fine. That's what I'm saying, where I think your theory loses validity.
Not my theory.
The theory you support loses validity.
I support.
But it loses validity, I think, with the information given in this episode.
But earlier when you were saying, well, Jacob, well, why did he let certain people live, like John Locke? Well, because who knew John Locke's backstory?
Wait, Jacob or Man in Black let certain people live?
Well, you said why Smokey would take advantage of John Locke. How would he know that he could take
because
advantage of John
Locke? Because
he
scans them and finds information about their life.
Because Jacob knew his backstory.
What do you mean Jacob knew his backstory?
Jacob went over there and touched his shoulder and brought him back to life.
But that happened before Man in Black scanned
him. He's
been following people all along?
Well, we saw the lighthouse.
Okay, so Jacob's been following people all along.
Jacob's been following.
That doesn't mean that Man in Black's been following him all along. It seems
that's
why.
Hold on. You're missing the point.
Okay,
you're saying Smokey already knew everything about John Locke.
Okay, but here's the thing: did he know anything about? Why would he need to scan him if he already knew everything about him?
I think the point it proved it today. He killed everybody but Ricardo.
After he scanned him. He scanned him before he killed him. The smoke monster scans people before it decides to kill him, and we've seen it. It's a proven fact.
Did he scan the people in the temple? Or did he just kill them?
You don't know how fast it works. but also, Man in Black proposed to them, anybody that stays in here at sundown is going to die.
Yeah.
So he made his statement. It's not so much he had to scan those people. The people that left are people with him. People that weren't, not. So they're dead.
I'm sorry. I still think it has a chance. There's plenty of emails. You didn't have one call saying that?
What do you mean?
That backed up what I've been saying? All the emails we're getting that say...
All the emails. You say all the emails, but it's like 3.
It's like 10.
But even then, 10 out of the 60,000 listeners we have, I don't know if that's all everybody's emailing.
And then give us his name. And maybe his name is just evil.
Precisely. Maybe his name's devil. Maybe his name's whatever.
No, because hold on a second. He called it.
Because he was taking advantage of Richard's.
Time out. If you say
theories and ideas.
If you say his name is the devil, well, he called Jacob the devil. So then he's just talking to himself.
Pleased to meet you. Won't you guess my name? There's a lot of different names you can give pure evil. But the fact of the matter is the basis of it is that it's not good and that it can disseminate through the world.
All right. We'll find out.
And that's what Jacob explained this episode, that he is there cork to keep evil in.
I agree with that. My point of the whole, what I've been saying, and I said during the whole 30-hour podcast, is that you can put 10 people in a room, and you'll get 10 different opinions on what's going on. I see it in the emails every single day.
I mean, I understand that, but so I'm giving you...
But I'm saying you're making a good argument, but I saw it differently.
But you're saying you're not going to engage in this argument.
I'm saying I disagree with some of what you're saying. You make good points, but I disagree. I'm just saying that just there was...
I love watching you develop into such a politician.
And just can I finish, Larry? Can I finish? No, I just think that it proved today that they're one and the same. There's a good and there's a bad.
But just tell me how you have after this episode. You say this episode proves to you. How did this episode prove to you? I think
it's because Jacob didn't look like a nice guy in the beginning. How did he know that? How did he know Ricardo was coming to do him harm?
Because he was walking with a knife into his area.
Okay.
And this knife that is obviously significant to this cause, because not only was it given to Richard to kill Jacob, but this same knife was given from Dogan to Saeed to kill Man in Black. So it's probably pretty recognizable to Jacob when he sees Richard coming with this dagger.
Yeah, because he handed it to him. Here, take this and go kill me.
Which is great what you're saying, but that doesn't prove anything.
If Jacob, what's the only way he can get off the island?
Is the only way he can get off the island?
If the good Jacob dies.
But I think the problem is, hold on a second.
Going back to Dogan, what did Dogan say? Every man has a good and a bad.
Mm-hmm.
You don't think that helps sell the story that they're one and the same?
No, what he's saying is that everyone has a meter, has a percentage of good and evil, and this person's scale is tipped into the evil side.
I think we've gone...
It's not saying it's the same person.
I say we carry this over onto Thursday. I do agree with the other call that Isabella was not Isabella. It was... could be Jacob, the good guy.
I still think it's Isabella because it's not... it's tough to say. It's tough to say.
Did Hurley... Has he always been able to see dead people?
When did this start? It happened. Well, let's see. The first person we knew that he saw dead person was Charlie when he left the island.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Dave. Well, we don't know if Dave was in his imagination or if he was already dead.
Yeah, we don't have any confirmation he was ever dead.
Right. So we don't know.
Yeah. So that was part of his psychosis or whatever. Whenever he left the island, this ability presented itself to Hurley because we know he's talked to.
Well, because Jacob or Men in Black needed someone to communicate with.
And so Charlie dead talks to Hurley. We saw Mr. Echo talks to Hurley.
Well, we didn't actually see him. It just was Hurley saying that.
Referenced it.
He was playing checkers or something with him, right?
Chess, I believe. And Anna Lucia.
Anna Lucia.
Has talked to Hurley. And since he's been on the island, he has been communicating not only with Jacob, who is dead.
Right.
But also Isabella. So I think Isabella's spirit was really there. That's just my theory.
I'm going to say no just because I want to disagree with you on everything today.
Okay, fair enough.
Hey, at least I'm being honest.
Hey, it's fine. It's the beauty of the show, bud.
The good side. Like I said, 10 different people, 10 different theories.
Whatever episodes like this is, it engages this conversation.
It does, it's a great episode.
Yeah. Yes.
And like I said, at this point, anybody could be right.
Mm-hmm. So, Jack, you ready?
That's why when people say, can you explain that? No, I can't. But can you explain this? No, I can't.
I just explained mine.
That's good. You made a case, but you didn't explain certain things. But that's okay. Go ahead.
All right.
We're going to continue this on Thursday.
Jack, what do you say we get into the U Tweet Backs?
All right.
Here we go. All right, it's you tweet back time. Some comments from the ublog.org episode discussion and from our Twitter at twitter.com/JandJack.
I can see it from here. Jack is brilliant.
So first, let's start with the ublog feedback. And here we go. Chris outside of Philly. Look at Richard. Now back at me. Now look at Richard. He's on a horse.
He is a handsome man. He really is. I got to say. I'm just being honest.
It's true. He is a...
Like Beth said.
He's a handsome work of art.
Bethany said, He's a work of art.
I like to call her Beth Disneyland Cutter.
Yes. Who would want to go to Disneyland with Beth?
I know. Well, I would. let's be honest. I'll complain about it now, but if I get the chance to cut in line, I'm totally doing it. Come on. A day of no lines? God, come on. It's awesome.
That would be sweet.
All I want is one day of no lines.
I could just sit there and say, it's not my fault. And just point to her.
All right. Will says, after priests wouldn't grant him absolution, even Richard had daddy issues. Robert says, this version of hell, if that's what it is, would be very much like C.S. Lewis' rendering of hell in The Great Divorce. So many Lewis references in the series already.
Yep, it's crazy.
Chris in Boston says, 29 minutes in this episode, and I think I Sawyered myself like 7 times.
Sawyered myself, that's nice. Was he drinking a beer while he was watching this episode?
Possibly. Frank said, holy crap, when Smokey scans people, he looks for those that could kill Jacob. I agree. That's I said earlier.
Well, he's looking for, but you know, even though he did tell, Richard said, he told Men in Black, killing is wrong.
Mm-hmm. Frank says, holy crap, when Debbie in Indianapolis, Man in Black can't kill Jacob. He has to have someone else do it. Jacob is like God in the Old Testament.
Yeah.
Susan says, kudos to Richard for thinking outside the box. He got to live forever and a couple of job offers.
Who? My wife, who? Would you want to live forever without your wife that you love so much?
Well, he didn't know where his wife would be. So if he had to go to hell and his wife was in heaven, he'd never get to be with her anyway. So maybe this way he could have more time to try and, you know, pay for his sins.
I guess.
Yeah, I mean, we don't know.
Or maybe it was because he was, Jacob was almost drowning him in the water. And maybe he's just a little freaked out.
No, I think it was more his,
or there was something in the wine.
His fear of going to hell.
Maybe the wine kind of convinced him to change his mind.
It's like one sip of wine. This isn't Cliff we're talking about.
We don't know. We don't know what was in the wine. The wine.
Yeah, Bondi. I think it's Bondi 1K said, I think the island is like Pandora's box. Man in Black is trying to open it. Jacob is keeping it shut. Patty says, I'm thinking something along the lines of, if someone says Man in Black's name, he is free, or something like that, like Beetlejuice. Brad in Indiana says,
Jacob.
rest in peace, Jax Tyler Durden theory of Man in Black / Jacob oneness.
Yeah, we'll find out.
The theory was preceded by many previous theories, including Rose working for Dharma, and is survived by Jack, who will keep making up theories that Darlton will shoot down. In lieu of flowers, please submit donations to Awesome Speaks in honor of this theory.
You know what? If that's what it takes to get up to 30,000, go ahead.
And they gave the date of birth and death January 2010 to March 23rd, 2010.
Is that when I first said it?
Probably when people first started hearing it a lot. I think after you dropped the whole lock thing. Tim Bowie says,
dropped the whole lock thing.
You know, since we haven't argued about that in a while.
Oh, okay.
Tim Bowie.
Because I was right about that?
I don't want to open that Pandora's box.
Oh, hold on a second, mister. I was just...
I don't want to open that bottle of wine.
no, but I was right about that.
Tim Bowie, no comment.
Hold on a second. Took 9 months and stuck to it, and I was right.
Not yet. Tim Bowie, I love that jug of wine analogy. The question is, how does Jacob come by this power to contain Man in Black? It has to be something external because he can be replaced. Jacob is not a deity. Jessica says, at the end, my mom said, well, that's one way to let the monster out, to break the bottle. I said, or blow up the island.
Kind of like a genie.
Genie
in the bottle.
Mel's Chizdek. Maybe Widmore wants eternal life like Richard. I imagine he had suspicions about him while he was on the island and him not aging. And when he bought and read the Black Rock's log, found out just how old Richard was. Now he's back to get some eternal life for himself.
Well, I think that was a theory we've always... Fountain of youth, that people said that's what Widmore wanted.
Yeah.
I think if you go back to when he first found Widmore, I think that's what we thought his because he had everything. Mm-hmm. He had money, he had power. What didn't he have?
Exactly.
So.
Exactly. And last one here from Ublog is Will Gill. Now I'm behind the idea that Jacob is the good guy, so to speak, but this episode has some points that would suggest otherwise. if Man in Black were to be Jesus at the end, then it would make sense that Ricardo would be somewhat of a Judas to him, because originally he was on the side before switching up to Jacob's side. He also always offered Ricardo the opportunity to rejoin him at any time, so as to forgive him. Also, the wine in the biblical term represents Jesus. Well, what if the wine represents Man in Black and him being trapped and not being able to go back home, home being heaven? By the way, I still think Jacob is a good guy.
I think he's a good guy, but I don't think he's, he doesn't do a lot of, he's good, but
oh, hold on.
He's a good guy.
Hold on.
He's a good guy, but I'm not saying he, in my opinion, a good guy.
Okay.
Doesn't force people to do things against their will. And we found out today he does.
But see, the thing is, though, he brings them there.
Without their choice.
But still, but see, it's also their choice to come there. I mean, if you go to the people that he's been in contact with, he hasn't had a gun to their head.
No, flight
forcing them to come there.
Flight 815 crashed on that island by choice.
But see, they had decisions they made in their life.
It was 1,000 miles off course.
But hold on, listen.
By its choice.
The thing is, they had a billion events in their life that led up to that moment. Those were all their choices that led up to that moment.
Oh, yeah, right.
So it's not like...
Agree with you 100% on that.
Okay. So let's go to the tweets. You ready?
Yep.
Restifer says, dang, it feels good to be to unabashedly love a loss episode again. And Nestor Carbonell totally knocked this out of the park.
Did he say something else?
No.
Because you kind of changed your wording there.
Oh, yeah. Jason De La Rosa said, he stole my body at Crackpot Jack Prevails.
Oh.
There you go. There's
See,
one.
See, I'm just saying, everyone sees a different way. It's amazing you finally found one. I can't wait for the emails on Thursday. Because I picked the emails.
PMR Julio says, wood ship versus ancient stone statue equals Black Rock as a splinters under Four Toad's statue's nails.
But I think that the water.
I think the water.
The powerful water. I mean.
Yeah, I mean, those gigantic waves do a lot of damage. A true review says, now we know what it's all about, keeping hell at bay.
Rod.
Brown Tide Guy said, epic episode. Who knew loss could be explained with a bottle of wine?
Yeah.
Girl Wonder says
we waited all this time and all they had to do is break out a bottle of wine.
Exactly. Pretty sweet bottle of wine. They sure say Jacob's
not anymore.
sure say Jacob's name enough. I keep waiting for Man in Black to slip in.
They did. They said Jacob.
Although I suppose it was pretty much confirmed that it was Man in Black. FU_I_DO_NOT_TWEET.
That's what it says.
Yep.
Nice.
I guess they're wrong. Man in Black is like Jack back at the end of season 3 when he is ready to kill the others to get off the island. Maybe they'll be friends?
No, he's going to start. He's going to build an army. Oh, that was 2. I'm sorry, season 2.
Shaggy Steve Lost says, that was the most answers we've ever gotten in a single episode of Lost ever. Hopefully, this is the shape of things to come. And last but not least, Angela_Court_to_C. That was easily the best episode of season 6. I am speechless.
Now, if this would have been the final episode of Lost, would you have been satisfied?
No. No, it's a good story, and it adds to the story.
So they're gonna
it's a good chapter, but it's not a good ending chapter.
So for a finale episode, I mean, for season, I mean series, sorry, it's going to have to be better than tonight's episode.
Not better. It's just going to be different.
Right.
I mean, this is a great episode. I think the difference is there's differences between these type of episodes.
It has to have this pace.
It's not even about pacing or what. I think the difference between a ending, a beginning, middle, and ending episode is just the Constant. It's
right.
It's an amazing episode everyone loves, but it's not. You wouldn't say that was a good premiere, like a good episode for a premiere or a closing,
well,
because
there was no time in this episode that I didn't want it to keep going.
So you'd want it to feel as good as this
right,
episode.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Okay,
I'm trying to get through. It's just one of those, you know, you have some good episodes where you go, all right, they can get through this part a little faster.
Yeah.
There was a whole time I'm like going, I love the whole
yeah, exactly.
Episode was like, this is perfect.
Yeah.
Great job, guys.
Mm-hmm. But I think for the finale episode, it's going to have to be different because this one was just focused on a backstory, one person's backstory and his development, his character, and his history, whereas the finale should have a lot of multiple character developments concluding and also mysteries concluding. These were just, this was information and a history of a person's life and how it relates to the island, and also island information and the dichotomy between Jacob and Man in Black. So it's a bit different, but I agree that this episode had a lot of oomph to it.
Right.
All right, Jack, are you ready for your Crackpot Theory of the Week?
Yes.
All right, here we go.
Well, it's good to see I got that back from Jorge. he borrowed it on Sunday, but I was a little selfish. But I'm glad it's back. He had the better theory, though.
Yes, he did.
That was a great crackpot. I'm not just saying that because I should have taken it. It's a pretty simple one.
All right.
My first thought when we see the priest,
uh-huh,
and we see Jacob on the island,
uh-huh,
and he's pretty much saying the same thing the priest said. Jacob was the priest.
Oh, okay.
And that's my theory, and I'm sticking to it.
All right.
I don't know if it'll ever be proven,
mm-hmm,
but we do know he goes off and on the island. He did say he brought them there.
But here's the thing, though. Whenever we see him off the island, he looks like Jacob, though.
Yeah.
And we haven't known Jacob to be a shapeshifter like Man in Black.
That's true.
But
I'm still sticking to it. I'm still sticking to it. Well, he wanted Ricardo to work for him. If he was in his form, well, he was blindfolded, though. Nobody saw the priest. Yeah, I'm gonna still say it was Jacob.
Well, we saw the priest because he was there,
right?
Whitfield talked to the priest too.
Right, Whitfield talked to the priest. At first, I was thinking Jacob was gonna be Whitfield. We see him die.
Uh huh.
Right, we did see him die.
Yeah, he was.
Yes.
Well, I mean, we can assume.
He was killed
because the smoke monster came through and broke him through the ship.
When Jacob said he. Yeah, I brought you guys here. So he was picking who he wanted on that boat.
Yeah, okay.
So that's my theory, and I'm sticking to it.
All right.
And that's why he didn't kill Ricardo, because he knew who he was.
Okay. All right, Jack, you ready to close out the show?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. All right, guys, that is our show for this Wednesday.
Yay!
If you'd like to give us a call at 206-309-0311.
Call anytime.
Again, it's 206-309-0311. Call anytime with your last questions, comments,
and or theories.
Also, you can send us an email to lostpodcast@gmail.com. Once again, that's
lostpodcast@gmail.com.
Also, you can follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/jayandjack. For those that want information, like kind of general stuff like what's going on, this isn't working, et cetera, et cetera. Follow us on Twitter and ask us on Twitter, because that's probably the easiest way to get answers out there to as many people as possible. For those kind of questions, email, it's kind of harder to go in and answer each email individually. So if you have a question like the tickets thing and stuff like that, easier for it to be done on Twitter, I think.
I'm going to go post on Twitter tonight.
Uh-huh.
Tickets, Ticketmaster, Lost Finale Party, and the password.
Yeah.
You'll find that on Twitter. I'm not going to... I don't have time, guys, to send you the link. Just go on Twitter, or just go to the earlier in the episode and just listen to it.
Uh-huh.
And you'll find it. In fact, I was told if you just put Lost Finale Party on your Ticketmaster, they'll probably be able to figure it out.
Yeah.
And the password is the island. One word, lowercase.
Well, I will test it right now.
So Jay's testing it right now. But that's where you can get most of your information for that. And again, we want to thank everybody. Everybody. We'll have a larger one on Thursday tribute to you guys, but you guys did it. The Lost community is a great community, and you guys have raised almost $30,000 for a great cause. And it wasn't us. You guys kept us going, and kudos to Damon for showing up, and Jeff Jensen and everyone else. It was just Jorge.
Yeah, it was a blast.
It's just a blast. Patrick Labato. Ed Hockley wasn't there, and people were missing him because he wasn't there, because people wanted him coming in there every hour.
He is a good cheerleader.
But I think his football, his penalty flag, and his photo got over $500. So it was just an amazing, amazing thing that happened this weekend.
It was a lot of fun.
And I think I'm still trying to recover.
Yeah.
I'm still a little groggy and punchy. I haven't got my sleep yet.
Yeah, you're a little bit cranky today. At least earlier.
Cranky?
Yeah.
Me?
Yeah, you're a bit crankier earlier.
You were cranky.
I was cranky later today.
When was I cranky earlier today? I was cranky. Yeah, well, I was stressing out. I'm tired. I'm still sick.
Oh, man. Well, you sound better, because you were pretty bad on Friday, I think it was.
I was pretty bad, but I pushed through it.
And for those who don't want to know, a flash Forward Cast with Jay and Jack and the V Podcast with Jay and Jack. Search on iTunes. You should find those feeds. It's an MP3 feed. So for those that hate when our Lost MP3 feeds aren't up, this is just MP3 straight up, so there's no AAC feed to worry about. Search on iTunes. It's
what
there.
About Zoom or Zoom?
You know, it's up to Zoom to put it in. I don't have any PC computers, and Zoom's only on the PC, so I can't go on the Zoom Marketplace and work with that because I don't have a PC, and I can't work with the Zoom Marketplace because, unfortunately, the Zoom is PC exclusive. They don't have software that works on the Macintosh.
So they don't like
Macintosh.
They don't like you.
No, they don't. Well, you're a Mac user now, too, so.
Yeah. My Mac died on me during the podcast.
I don't know how you did that.
I'm just sitting there. Well, I went to go watch Sidewalk Driver. Excellent band, by the way.
They were a blast.
They were outstanding. Yes. They came all the way from what, Boston?
Boston,
yeah. Philly.
Boston? No, Boston.
Boston. They played in
they
Philly.
They played in
That's
Philly
right.
and came down.
I'm sorry. It's all kind of a...
But yeah, Sidewalk Driver, I mean, if you check them out, I believe it was sidewalkdriver.com, but they're on iTunes and everything.
Yeah, they were just amazing. Everyone that was there had a blast with them. They were
Yeah,
just-
and actually I retweeted Illyrio's videos of they invited Jack and I to come up there and sing some of our Segway songs. That was a lot of fun. And
I did it for money.
And Cliff actually got some good video footage, so we'll put that maybe in the vidcast too. And I believe Congested, who was there doing a documentary, got some footage as well, so...
Very cool.
But anyway, it was a lot of fun. Had a great time.
I can't wait to do it again next year.
And we'll have more thanks on the Thursday episode.
Yeah. Oh, right. And we're also going to have the Damon
interview. Yeah, we'll have the Damon Lindelof interview at the end of next Thursday's episode.
For those asking about the Jorge interview, we don't know if anyone has recorded it.
Yes.
If you have, if you could send Jay is it the link, whatever it is?
Well, yeah, just start the dialogue file. On lostpodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah, just ask for Jay.
Yep. And for those who want to know how to still donate, we're keeping donations open for the rest of the week. We're very close to our 30,000 goal. I think we're, maybe 2,000 short?
Well, I don't know.
It could be closer, but we'll have more announcements on
the Thursday. I did during the Darmalars, during Ralph's thing?
Yeah. I don't think he was happy about that, but he was very happy that they reached their goal. And yes,
he wasn't happy. Is he going to fire me?
I think he may. He was close to firing you, I think.
Wow.
All right.
I have it stressed now, but if you want to send us a check, send us a check to Jay and Jack, P.O. Box 40082, Raleigh, North Carolina, 27629. Make your checks payable to Autism Speaks, not Jay and Jack.
All right, so that's that.
Tickets on sale Friday, March 26th, 10 a.m. Pacific Time, Ticketmaster.
Exactly.
Lost Finale Party, password, lowercase, the island. 4 tickets per person, no charge, thanks to Global Cash Card.
I know, and that's awesome. That's awesome. All right, Jack.
Well, hold on a second. We're not charging anything for the tickets. I guess that means I don't get paid.
No, oh, that's right, huh?
I was promised like $100,000 for the...
I'm sorry, Jack.
Oh, well. I'll give it up this time.
We'll see you guys next time. Hasta luego and goodbye.
Bye.
Run, Jen!
Run! Don't slow down. They're catching up to you, Jen. Hey, come on. Come on. Come on. 10 more miles. 10 more miles. You can do it. Come on. Smokey's after you. Smokey wants your soul. Better run. Better run.
He's right behind you.
And Jen, you know that Men in Black and Jacob are the same guy, right?
Hey, Jen, you know that Jack's completely wrong, right?
No. I'm right. Right, Jen? You know I'm right. Keep running, Jen. Run,
Keep
Jen.
Keep on running.
Run! Damn it, Jen, run!